You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We're at 48, cloudy in Salt Lake. KSL's top story: streams and rivers across Utah are already running with the spring runoff, and today's storm is going to add even more water to the snowpack.
The storm is expected to add about an inch to an inch and a half of snow water in the upper elevations.
If you get above 9,000 feet, our snowpack, it's still a winter snowpack. It hasn't ripened yet. You know, we need warmer temperatures at those higher elevations to begin the snowmelt process up there.
But hydrologist with the National Weather Service, Glenn Merrill, says the lower and mid elevations are going to continue to melt throughout the week. Over this last weekend, we melted off about 1.5 inches of snow water from the mid elevation. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Officials are still keeping a close watch, meantime, on the Penguich Dam for any risk of failure, but they say the threat's low. In the last week, they've drawn 15 inches from the lake's water level. Officials say they're going to keep drawing more water until the wall can be inspected and repaired. Ski wax is contaminating some of Park City's water wells. The city has one of the only resorts in the state that's already banned its use.
The wax containing PFAS, short for polyfluorical substances, is fluorowax. Experts believe the wax is sinking into the snowmelt, then the soil, eventually seeping into the waterways. That's what inspired Eric Smith, founder of local brand Board Butter, to begin developing a plant-based ski wax.
PFAS is a type of forever chemical. It doesn't break down. There's a lot of health risks associated with these chemicals.
Their solution is still in the lab testing phase. The International Ski Federation has banned the use of fluorowaxes in all its competitions, and Vermont is the only state to enact a statewide ban so far. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Work begins this week on a highway that will help connect Salt Lake and Utah counties. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi has more.
The Utah Department of Transportation will start construction Wednesday on a segment of the Mountain View Corridor near the border of the two counties. It'll provide a north-south alternate route for commuters in the northwest part of Utah County without having to go all the way to I-15. It will also help alleviate congestion on Redwood Road along Utah Lake in Saratoga Springs. Because there is no straight shot from 2100 North in Lehigh and Saratoga Springs into Salt Lake County, commuters must take Redwood Road to Porter Rockwell Boulevard to get back on Mountain View. Construction work will be primarily from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Construction will last through early 2026. The rural city of Grants Pass in southern Oregon has become the unlikely face of the nation's homeless crisis. The U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear the city's case over anti-camping laws next Monday. This case has broad implications for cities, including whether they can fine or jail people for camping in public. The U.S. is urging caution as Israel considers its response to the weekend attack from Iran. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, U.S. urging Israel to be strategic in its response. Major General Patrick Ryder says while the U.S. is urging caution, it's also prepared to stand with Israel if these kinds of strikes continue.
While the United States does not seek escalation, we will continue to take all necessary action to defend Israel and U.S. personnel.
In Washington today, both President Biden and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell urged the House to pass the Senate-backed aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. McConnell also blasted the president for trying to tie the hands of an ally under attack by urging restraint in Israel's response.
The public criticism of Israel by senior administration officials undoubtedly influences the decisions of Israel's adversaries.
Meantime, the Israeli military has renewed warnings for Palestinians not to return to northern Gaza. It says that it's still fighting remnants of the Hamas militant group in the north. And the UN's nuclear watchdog group says Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is at risk of a nuclear accident.
We are getting dangerously close to a nuclear accident. We must not allow complacency to let a roll of the dice decide what happens.
International Atomic Energy Agency head Rafael Mariano Grossi today told the UN Security Council that recent attacks on the Russian-occupied plant have compromised its safety. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35. We have breaking news at KSL. It's official. Utes, Lady Ute Alyssa Peely is going to play for the Minnesota Lynx. The 6'2 forward averaged 21 points per game this past season. Peely was the eighth pick of the draft. Caitlin Clark was number one. She's heading to Indiana to play for the Fever. KSL News Time, 6:35, unless you're filing an extension. Today is the deadline for submitting your federal tax return by midnight. ABC's Jim Ryan here.
As of April 5th, the Internal Revenue Service had already processed just over 100 million federal income tax returns. On this deadline day, that number will swell. So will the number of filings of Form 4868, the application for an automatic six-month extension. If you're taking that route, tax professionals urge you to estimate the amount you expect to owe and pay as much as you can now.
You have till 11:59 tonight to figure it all out. KSL News Time 6:36.